Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva has been a member of our Brain Trust since almost the beginning. She is the tax mama. She's the author of The Trump Tax Cut. That's her last book. She's also the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, which has been out now and updated, fourth edition now. And she is an enrolled agent's enrolled agent. When they give an award for enrolled agents, it'll be named after her, not given to her. She's our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. You're having a wonderful day today.
I am having a wonderful day, and you're capping it off for me. I really appreciate you being here again. Of course, if it's April, it's Eva then, right? I mean, come on. So, Eva,
April Tax Mama.
We got big news. They extended the April 15th date. Tell us about it.
All right. Against the wishes of the commissioner of the IRS, they have extended the filing deadline to May 17th. This only applies to individual and corporate tax returns because the March 15th deadline for partnerships and S-Corps was not extended. This came about after that. Hopefully you already had those extensions.
I got mine.
And what's extended? Right?
The only thing about this, it seems to me, that was an advantage is it gave you an extra month to pay without penalty and interest.
There are more advantages.
Tell us.
And some of the advantages are that gives us an extra month to put money into IRAs,
yes,
Roth, health savings accounts, and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is extra time to pay the balance on the 2020 tax returns that you mentioned without penalties and interest. But even more interesting, the IRS also has an announcement that for 2017 tax returns that have not yet been filed by people, they are holding $1.3 billion worth of refunds, and people wake up. File those 2017 tax returns,
wow,
because your refund will disappear on May 18th.
Wow!
So there are all those people.
Are you saying people who failed to file in 17?
Failed to file. They have withholding.
They're afraid to come out of the. They're afraid to come out of the shadows because they're getting in trouble. But they might.
Some people, you know, they have withholding from work. They think they'll get around to it later.
Oh.
There are a lot of reasons. And people, literally, every year the IRS announces how much is sitting there in uncollected refunds that people are going to basically let the government keep as a gift.
Well, if they don't want it, can I go get some
idea
of it? If they don't want it, can I get some?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
We can't.
I'll file for them if you split it with me. How about that?
Wouldn't that be great? And they have car dealerships that will do that, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, here's the thing to watch out for. Does your state comply? Not all of
the states have
complied with the IRS.
This is the news here, folks. This is the news. Why haven't some of the states come up to speed on this?
Because it has to go to their legislature, and the legislature has to meet.
So you still may have to file your state return. It's not going to help you not get your tax returns done. But, of course, all you got to do is file an extension for the state then, right?
All you have to do is file an extension. But the payment deadline for estimated taxes for 2021 did not change. So we still have to make those payments.
As well as state?
for federal as well as
so
state.
So the estimated tax date is still the same.
It's still the same. And if the state didn't comply, then you don't have extra time for the IRAs and the Roth contributions and so forth. So you really need to know what I'm going to do
Time out. Why, if the state doesn't comply, why would that have to do with your IRA?
Because you can't take the deductions or make the contributions on the state level because the state has their regular deadline.
You can't finish your tax return. And yeah, wow, that's
yeah.
Now we know why the IRS commissioner didn't want this, right? He was being mean. He was saying this is going to add complication to our lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Makes
and what
sense.
I'm going to do is I'm going to summarize all this on my website.
And we're going to continue to talk about all this with our good friend Eva Rosenberg right after the break. Tweet Tail. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.